Yeah, okay. Got that one.
Yep. But yeah, all that, so we start here.
My mom's birthday is November 1st. I'll say it's good. My dad was April 4th. It's always a great combination. We always laugh about it.
Yes.
Yeah. And next week, it'll be 2 years anniversary of mom's death. It's amazing how fast that was. In the end of November, 5 years that they have.
So see,
That's why he didn't like going to funerals because he just couldn't go out of control. So he almost never went.
Yeah. So remember to take your mask off.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our Lord's Day service. We hope the service is a blessing to you. The flowers today are in loving memory of Aaron Moore by his parents, Rob and Sherry Moore. This evening at 5 o'clock, we hope that you come back for a terrific concert featuring the organ and harp. And it'll be in the evening, and of course, it'll have a few spooky elements, and we know it'll be a delight. So we hope to see you back here at 5 o'clock. The information is on the flyer in your bulletin. We have made a little change in our masking protocol for small groups has been lifted, but we will keep them on in the sanctuary for the time being. And next week, we are going to be honoring Lucille Soans at the 10:30 service. Lucille died a few weeks ago at the age of 102, and her life was very much a part of this church. So during the service next week, we'll be honoring her life. Let us turn our hearts now to worship the Lord. Stand as you are able to sing hymn number 389, and then remain standing as we pray together the Liturgy for All Saints on page 105.
Behold, a great multitude which no one can number, out of every nation and of all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, with palm branches in their hands.
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb."
Of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and the holes in the ground. They were stoned to death, they were sawn in two, they were slain with a sword, they were burned at the stake, they were killed by an assassin's bullet. They were destitute, persecuted, tormented. These are the ones who have come out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes and cleansed them in the blood of the Lamb.
Therefore, they are before the throne of God, and they worship day and night in the temple.
They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of living water.
And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes.
God, Redeemer and Sustainer, we offer you thanks and praise for the holy lives of all your servants, the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, who have shone forth as lights in the world and sacrificed their lives in testimony of their faith. We thank you for the triumphant fellowship of all the saints in glory. We remember before you all who have been called to the more immediate presence of the Savior, and especially those most dear to us and our congregation. Doug Schultz, Ray and Kevin Axelson, Chick Peterson, Bob Schroeder, Stephen Shooter, Bob Anderson, Dave Dedert, Dave Olson, Lucille Soans, and Delmar Dahl. We rejoice in our present fellowship with them, in our continuing hope, and in the promise of eternal joy. Let the great cloud of witnesses, the innumerable company of those who have gone before and entered into rest, be to us an example of godly life. May we run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And may we obtain entrance into your eternal kingdom, and with the glorious assembly of the saints, worship and adore you.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Hear the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, who was dead and is alive again. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priest to God, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Scripture lesson is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who are the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Our second lesson is the gospel according to Luke. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Every time we come to an All Saints Day, what do you think? What is it about? Well, if we're going to be brutally honest, it's about dead people, or that's what we say. But I've always made the point to talk about the fact that saints are people who are alive today. Saints are the people who have been made saints through Jesus. And I remember conversations with Saint Dick Bierman. Dick Bierman was my favorite curmudgeon. And we would stand in the back at the end of the service, and he'd come up to me after an All Saints Day service, and I'd say, "Hello, Saint Dick." He'd say, "Hello, Saint Dawn," and we both burst out laughing because we knew each other really well. But you see, sainthood is not about perfection. It's about our walk with Jesus. And I look at Paul's description of sainthood. He said, "I've heard of your faith in the Lord and your love towards all the saints." He wasn't talking about dead people. He was talking about live people. And then he said he wanted them to know what the riches of the inheritance was among the saints. And he told us what saints are to be about. And this is what he said: "We who set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory." Well, what does that even mean, to live for the praise of God's glory? You who are parents know what it means. When your kid does something spectacular, or even just cute, and someone says, "Whose child is that?" And you say, "Mine." As if we have all the pleasure in the world, and it's all on us that our kids are so brilliant and wonderful. Now, when they don't do something brilliant and wonderful, they can be the spouse's kid. But when they do something wonderful, they're mine. So when we do something for the praise of God's glory, it's a reflection of Christ. It's a reflection of God's beauty. It's a reflection of God's mercy. So when we do those things, we are saying, that's my dad, or that's my mom. I am reflecting God. And so I want to talk to you about a few saints. One is alive, and I asked his permission to speak his name, and the other two have been gone to the nearer presence of God's Savior. And the first saint is Saint Scott. Saint Scott comes here every Sunday morning before I get out of my house, which is right across the parking lot. He walks to church. He opens this whole church up. He gets everything set up. He makes the coffee. And then during church, he's the one rocking the crying babies to sleep. But he does so much more than what's in this building. You will notice Scott down at the Ephraim Fire Station, the museum, because he's opening that up for the community and tourists to give them some joy. He's at all the games when you go to Gibraltar School. He's right there with them. Anything that's going on in the community, Scott is there. He works at the nursing home. And when I go in to do the worship services, he comes with me, schlepping all the bulletins, taking everything there. And one time, he wasn't there, and it wasn't nice to see you, Pastor. It's, where is Scott? Is he okay? He's a saint, not because he's perfect, but because in this building and outside in the community, he's reflecting Jesus. He's bringing joy to the people around him. He's making sure that this community is loving and kind and generous. That's a saint. And we do it to live for the praise of God's glory. Then I think of two saints that have gone before us. One was Saint Bob Ekberg, who's 8 years ago today, the Lord took him home. And Bob was kind of a rough and tumble guy. And he came to know Jesus in this church. After he married Karen, I guess he might have been dragged, I don't know. I think his mother-in-law had something to do with it. And he came to this church. His daughter met me a few weeks ago and asked to be married here. And she said, the reason I want to be married here is because this is the place that Bob found Jesus, among the saints. And then he became a saint. Now, when I would call him a saint, he had some colorful language to speak at me about sainthood. He was a saint. He would give you the shirt off his back. If anything needed to be done, whether in the community or here at church, Karen would dispatch him, and he would come and take care of it because he was a saint, even though he would have told you that's not the case. Then there's another saint whom you don't know. Her name was Judy Jackson. She was a former parishioner of mine in Maryland, and she just died a few days ago. And she was a very elegant woman. If you had the privilege of going to her house for dinner, it was always top drawer. Do you know people like that, like Martha Stewart? Everything was perfect. The table was set perfectly. When she was at church, she took care of altar draping and all anything that had to do with visual arts, she was there. Just a lovely lady. And in our church, we had the privilege of housing men in the winter time that no other shelters would take. These were men with drug and alcohol issues. They were homeless. And the only way they could stay warm was a group of churches got together, and each week they travel from church to church and stay overnight and get some warmth in the bitter cold. And we happened to have the week that went over New Year's. And Judy had volunteered to do a dinner for these men. Now, they had all been on a real bender. And they walked in, this was after New Year's Eve. These guys walked in, they staggered into the church, and you could smell the alcohol on their breath. And one came up to me, put his arm on my shoulder and said, "Oh, you're so beautiful." And all I could think of is this elegant woman doing this lovely dinner, and these guys are a mess. And I watched her as she brought the men in, gave them plates, and gave them all the items that they needed to set a proper table. It was a wonder that glasses weren't shattered and things fell, but the men were tasked with setting the table with regular china and silverware and lovely crystal, and they set the table, and then she had them sit, and she sat with them and had this lovely, refined dinner and made conversation, and afterwards, I thanked her profusely, and she said what a privilege it was. That's a saint. A saint who uses skills and gifts, not just for those who can reciprocate, but for those who cannot. And after the week was over, one of the men came to me and said, "I've got to tell you something. We've been from church to church. Most places we were treated almost like prisoners. We were in locked rooms and we were given leftovers. But in this church, we were treated like men. And we're never going to forget this church." You see, saints are the people who live for His glory. We do things to reflect God's grace. We do things to reflect God's mercy. We do things that will bring honor to God because we take care of the people, not only within the confines of this building, but more especially when we're outside the building and we are representing Almighty God. So what adventures will be open to you on Monday morning, so that you might live into that reality that we are saints, saints of God, not perfect by any means, but taking care of the people within our lives that need the help the most by reflecting the parent of us all. How will we be saints this week? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the saints that are no longer with us, and the saints that are right here in these pews. And we ask, O Lord, that you would help us each and every day as we draw closer to you to become more and more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us continue to worship our Lord by giving of our tithes and offerings. church. We want to remember my friend Judy's family in our prayers, her children Kelly and Scott. We also want to remember Karen in our prayers as she marks 8 years that Bob has been gone. We want to remember Kathy in our prayers. She remains hospitalized. We want to remember Eric, who's struggling with cancer, and Barbara, who was hospitalized this week. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are thankful for all the saints here on earth and the fellowship that we have with the saints who have come to your nearer presence. We're grateful for their influence in our lives. We're grateful for the gifts that they gave to us. We're so grateful for Bob Ekberg, and we ask that you would surround his family with lovely memories of him. For Judy's family, as they mourn her loss this day, that you would grant to them your comfort, your spirit, your grace. We ask that you would be with Kathy, that you'd strengthen her and give to her healing, that Eric might know your grace as he struggles with cancer, that Barbara would be strengthened this day. And for all of us, Lord, whatever state we are in, whatever burden that we are bearing, some seem too heavy. We ask, O Lord, that you would minister to each person here, that you would grant to them a future with hope. For we ask it in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of peace give you peace always and by all means. Peace be with you all. Amen.